This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Dallas Superintendent Michael Hinojosa joined three other superintendents from North Texas today. They all gave their 2 cents on the new federal education law to U.S. Senator John Cornyn. They agreed the Every Student Succeeds Act frees them from restrictions under the old No Child Left Behind law. Cornyn heard from Hinojosa and leaders from Fort Worth, Irving, and Arlington at Dallas's Latino Cultural Center. The Senate Majority Whip likes the law signed in December.
Washington is not very good at command and control when it comes to public education. That authority is best handled at the state and local level. If the federal government will set the standard and then provide the resources, the flexibility for these superintendents, they can then come up with the best way to achieve those outcomes.
Dallas Superintendent Hinojosa, who spent most of his career in Texas as a teacher, district head, and consultant, said the state's in a better position than others to benefit from the law.
I think Texas has a competitive advantage because of our history with accountability and how the players that we have involved at this time. There's a lot that's coming forward, but there are going to be some good opportunities to make this work.
Fort Worth Superintendent Kent Scribner welcomes the new law's flexibility that's not there in No Child Left Behind.
We should not be asking our students what job do they want to have when they grow up, because they're going to have multiple jobs. We should be asking our students what kinds of problems do they want to solve, what technologies, what skills, what experiences.
The superintendents and Cornyn also said the changed education law is so new, they're still getting familiar with its nuances. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.